Once again, the ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Hooray!
How's it feel to be 102, Paps?
Shoot me!
Make a wish, Grandpa.
I wish I were dead!
And now, here are your hosts, Sean Bass and
Asadid.
Chimpanzee artist.
That's right. Thanks to Evan Grant of the Morning News, Rangers beat writer, joining us earlier today. And thanks to you, Saad, for filling in the last 2 days, dude.
Of course.
A lot of fun.
Had a blast.
And tomorrow, Michael Dixon will be in with me 1 to 3 as we will take you through Friday. And
the real one?
The real one, not the fake one. Or, you know what? I'll take either, to be quite honest
with
you. Me too. But right now...
What if they did a show together?
I believe we have enough drops to make that possible.
The most boring 3 hours in ticket history.
Maybe I can start my vacation a day early. We'll see. But it's 2:57. Connor?
Thank you, Sean. ET's Market and Bakery brings you Sports Sturm.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Hi, Bob.
Hello, guys. You ready to do this?
Let's do it.
Are you ready? It's your
last
day.
How many barrels are going to be thrown your way today?
We shall see.
I've been laughing about the Donkey Kong joke for 24 hours.
Well, today is July 9th, I'm told. In the year of our Lord 2026, the 190th day of the year, making 175 days left in the year, also meaning we're halfway. Today is National Sugar Cookie Day, guys.
I got to move the fixed microphone. Sorry.
Love sugar cookies.
Not the best cookie, but fun.
Sugar cookie, not bad. Certainly has a low ceiling, but a decent floor.
Yeah, decent floor.
Also, it's best if you have other things going on with it. Maybe a certain ice cream or something like that.
No, you're right.
I like the way you think, Saad.
It's much better than the often teasing oatmeal raisin, because some of them you think, it's chocolate chip cookie. And
I'll tear through some oatmeal raisin cookies.
They're okay.
they're
But if you're not sure what it is,
when done right,
it's a huge disappointment.
Grandma or an aunt, they're delicious.
Oma?
Mama. She was the one that made the good oatmeal.
What were the cookies called that they came with, like, Rangers baseball cards?
Mother's cookies.
Mother's cookies, yeah.
Delicious.
My sugar cookie story, since you guys asked.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Was when running the White Rock Marathon, you're going through, I guess, Lakewood, because Corby was standing outside shaking his fist at the runners in his neighborhood.
Holding a beer.
In his Berks.
But, like, it's mile 20, and you're kind of beaten, but you're also beaten by knowing you have 6 miles to go. And they had a sugar cookie table.
Okay.
And they distributed to them, and I... I've never been one to turn down a cookie. And I'll never forget that sugar cookie, because it sort of made your body come alive with energy again. Really? And I've always heard that. I've heard about the body sugar recharge and just the effects of a depleted body enhanced by a sugar cookie or something along those lines. And it happened that day, and we had a moment.
It spurred you on to win the marathon?
That became my number one ranked sugar cookie of all time.
So the Belushi little chocolate donuts thing, actually there's something to that, right?
When done right.
Yeah.
In moderation, Sean.
Now, the sugar cookie, the ones that they sell with the icing on top that every little kid has, the super, super soft ones.
Yeah.
Gross.
Not a fan of those.
The real thick layer of frosting, those are awful.
Too much.
As a kid, man, that's heavy on the nostalgia.
My wife and kids think they're great. They're terrible.
I think you're right. It's National Dimples Day as well, guys. In 1877, we have the first Wimbledon Tennis Championship, which made it the first official lawn tennis tournament. And believe it or not, only men were allowed to play at first.
That's shocking.
How did McEnroe do?
No way!
Who decided that grass was a good surface?
I think
tennis. Did they not have concrete yet?
I think it was the great man who said, if there's grass on the field.
Hey! Boy, we're having a key game at stupid Foxborough.
Sports.
Yeah. That just looks horrible.
Yeah, because they got the weird.
They have those vacated storefronts as another mall has failed in the end zone at the Patriots Stadium.
Isn't that where you ran into Tom Brady?
That's
literally,
right. Yeah. Because the stadium, like in the back, it just goes from the basement of the locker room, and you go spill right onto the field. So I went early in 2019 and was just making the rounds. I'm talking like 5 hours before the game. And I just walking really fast, walk right outside and just bump right into Brady walking out with his headphones.
Really?
Yeah.
Was he deflating footballs? When you were outside?
He was not. He barely flinched. He just kind of set his headphone.
That's a big moment for you, Saad. You love
that's your guy.
He didn't recognize you.
No, he didn't.
From
he didn't
fan
recognize
club.
Me. No,
you're the guy who tweets on my behalf. 1893, Surgeon Daniel Hale Williams performs the first successful open heart surgery when he repairs the torn pericardium of knife wound patient James Cornish, which is also an 1893 name.
Could just be known in history as knife wound patient?
Yes, without the use of penicillin or blood transfusion.
Ooh. Why is James Cornish an 1893 name?
I don't know. I just know that it sounds like an 1893 name.
And the Cowboys had a guy named Frank Cornish.
I can't explain it.
So they had a time traveler
I
from
guess
the 1800s.
So.
1914 was the year the Boston Red Sox purchased Hall of Fame slugger Babe Ruth's contract from the Baltimore Orioles, the minor league Orioles at the time.
Good candy.
1917, British battleship, not the candy, Babe Ruth or Oreos?
Yeah, Oreos are cookies. So.
I think that time is a little early for Oreos.
It's never too early for Oreos. 1817, British battleship HMS Vanguard explodes at Scapa Flow due to an internal explosion caused by faulty cordite, killing 804 members.
Damn.
And he survived?
It said it exploded because of an explosion.
Yeah.
We didn't need that part, did we?
What's cordite?
I feel like Saad is just, or EA is just,
oh my
just giving me a number of words.
Wow. That makes it two out of three on the hard line.
Mixing up the guy I just talked to the guy I'm talking to now? What did I do?
No, it's okay.
We know where this show stands.
What?
Whatever. 1932, the Washington Redskins formed, then as the Boston Braves.
Whoa.
Page two.
Nice.
No disrespect.
1948, at age 42, Satchel Paige makes his major league debut for Cleveland in St. Louis, throwing two scoreless and becoming one of the oldest rookies in MLB history. I should think.
He still has to be the oldest.
You're out of here.
1955, Bill Haley and his Comets rock around the clock.
Hey now.
Tops the Billboard charts.
Hey now.
1980, seven people die in a stampede to see Pope John Paul in Brazil. 1981, Nintendo releases arcade game Donkey Kong.
Yes. Oh, boy.
Hey.
That's awesome.
Just a few years later, we have the 8-bit NES.
1999, American Pie is released.
Oh, man. Genius.
Starring Jason Biggs.
Genius.
Eugene Levy.
Shannon Elizabeth.
I have to ask, is it Levy or Levy every time? I think it's Levy.
I thought it's Levy.
Is it Levy?
Well, here we go.
See, I believe that, too. In 2001, the mockumentary The Office, created by Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant.
What a day, Saad.
Premieres on BBC Two in the UK.
Scissor me.
The pilot episode with Steve Carell is basically a shot-for-shot remake of the first episode.
Yes. Well, Saad's one of the few people I know who has watched more Office than I have. But I've watched it a lot.
I've watched the British Office a few times as well, and it's solid. It's just...
Do you like Gareth better than Dwight?
No. Dwight is one of my favorite characters in The Office.
But Gareth is awesome.
He is.
Yeah.
I think Gareth has been underrated by time.
Does Gareth have a brother named Moe's?
No. Also, Moe's...
That's his cousin. Yeah.
Cousin.
Yeah, and Moe's being the guy that created...
Michael Schur.
Yeah, the guy that has created so much fantastic television is just hilarious when you look at him in the show.
He said he hated being Moe's, though.
Yeah.
In 2009, Joe Sakic retired after 21 seasons with the Quebec Nordiques and Colorado Avalanche.
Yeah, but what'd he ever do?
Colorado Rockies.
625 goals, 1,641 points.
Look out that window.
Good executive, too.
And coins.
Coins.
P1 birthdays include Rich Phillips.
Whoa! 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 Nobody told me that.
I didn't know that either.
Okay.
Nobody told me.
I couldn't find out your age, so what's your age?
How many quacks is this?
This will be the double nickel here today, boys.
The double nickel.
I love it.
Oh, good dude.
How exciting.
Are you and Lando going to finally settle your metal differences today?
We'll see.
I don't know. Those run deep, man.
They do.
It was just wrong yesterday that Rich was excitedly promoting his trip to Red Rocks.
Yeah.
And Lando
came in and crapped all over it.
Treated it like a porta potty.
But then I have to be put in the weird position to defend Lando about the Deftones.
Man, yeah. I cannot stand them.
I wanted to dogpile Lando, but then you throw that out there.
I cannot stand them.
Ridiculous.
It's okay.
Hey, stop!
But it's not like I'm going there to sing Winger or something, okay?
Sports birthdays. Kevin Nash is 67. Why is he in sports birthdays?
Diesel.
He was a wrestler.
WWE champion.
Ben McAdoo. Boy, what a light day for sports birthdays. He's 49, and Trent Green is 56.
Green?
Other birthdays include the great Tom Hanks.
Oh, yes.
The great... Although he might have been canceled. Fred Savage? Fred Savage, okay?
I don't think so.
Are we allowed to still like Fred Savage?
He was in Super Troopers, too, recently.
Nice.
He's been known as a jerk.
Yeah, but he had a...
That doesn't get you canceled.
He's had a couple of series
otherwise,
recently.
Otherwise, half of us would be off the air.
He just had a liver transplant and was released over the weekend,
Thank
I believe.
You, Tom Hanks is 70.
Yeah.
I just said that.
Or is 70.
My fault.
Fred Savage is 50,
though. Yeah, as I just said.
So I hear Fred Savage is 50 today.
Yeah, he is.
Jack White's 51.
Greatness. Oh, Corbin. I shared a birthday with him.
A fellow ball player.
He may have been canceled. I'm not sure.
Vacationing together.
Jimmy Smits is 71.
Greatness.
Also a Star Wars
He is
time.
President Santos in West Wing.
Also seen Sam Crow.
He was in Star Wars. What?
Jimmy Smits and Sam Crow? Or not in Sam Crow, but in... Motorcycle
Sons
show.
Of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy. NYPD Blue.
What?
What?
What
Blue?
Did you say?
NYPD Blue.
He was in NYPD Blue as well.
Blue?
Do you want to tell everybody about Riley Reed, EA?
You don't want to say it?
I will.
I mean, I certainly would defer to whoever is typing an entire paragraph about her.
Riley Reed turns 35 today.
Lando's familiar.
What's she done?
I am familiar. She has been in 1,655 films.
That's too many.
Such as...
Careful.
Man.
Are you starting to see why I had no use for that paragraph?
Paste My Face 26.
Okay.
She's a size queen. And Orgy Overload. All right, there you go.
All right.
Monty said you can say this.
Oh, you're going to trust Monty?
As long as Monty said
There's
so.
There's your first issue.
Yeah.
Don't take cues from him.
Let's see. Born on this day, but dead, O.J. Simpson, 76.
He got canceled, I think, Bob.
Hey, Twitter world.
Hassan II, the king of Morocco, died at 77 years old.
His team is playing.
Oh,
right
my.
Now.
O.J. Made in America, by the way, probably one of my favorite, all-time favorite documentaries.
Yeah?
It was very, very well done.
I like Hassan Made in Morocco.
Anyway, we'll deal with that.
Dead on this day, still dead, would include Ross Perot, 2019.
I can't finish.
Senior, right?
Can't finish.
You got a casket, and you see I'm going to give it.
And I don't think we're going to end on a high here because the last one is Earl Warren, who died at 77, who's a former Chief Justice.
Yeah. That's the Warren Commission, yeah.
And that's why today doesn't suck.
And you're done.
Bye, son.
You're done.
Love you guys.
Let's go.
Bye, you.
Bye,
Take care.
Hey, Rich.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. KTCK AM Dallas Fort Worth, KTCK FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus station.